Evolution Surveys Under the Monopoly of the Darwinist Dictatorship. This is based on the works of Harun Yahya. An opinion poll was conducted in Britain, but the result came as a shock to Darwinists. The level of belief in the theory of evolution in Darwin's homeland, Britain, where Richard Dawkins' atheist and Darwinist propaganda is most intense, emerged at a mere 25%. Britain's best-known dailies immediately carried the story. This important and major development came as a real shock to the Darwinists. It was the loudest declaration of Darwinism's defeat. This defeat being carried in the headlines was unacceptable to the Darwinist dictatorship. For that reason, the headline to the report carried in the publications in question was swiftly changed in a matter of hours. The new report did not repeat that the level of belief in Darwinism was very low. The poll findings were distorted. The genuine report, which was carried for a brief period of time, was suddenly changed. Once again, people had been deceived under the influence of the Darwinist dictatorship. The incident did not end there. The results of this poll in Britain must have been particularly unwelcome, for the Darwinists lost no time in resorting to another method in order to cover them up. "We have conducted a new poll," they said. They gave the result of the poll they claimed to have conducted among 2,000 people to the press. Under the influence of the Darwinist dictatorship, the captions in the British press were swiftly altered. The British people were announced to be evolutionist by this false poll based on the opinions of 2,000 people. The fact is that this was a dirty trick by the Darwinist dictatorship that has taken the whole world under its sway and deceived people for many years. These intrigues have long been an effective technique for the sinister dictatorship that strives to spread Darwinist propaganda. Formerly, Darwinists used to draw pictures of imaginary ape ancestors, discover perfectly complex fossils of extinct life forms, and claim that these were transitional fossils, and maintain that a whole country was evolutionist, and people would duly believe them. This was because Darwinism kept the real scientific evidence carefully hidden away, and nobody knew that Darwinism was a lie. They imagined that the equine series they saw in museums and the peppered moths they read about in school books were true, and were duly convinced because they knew nothing more. Whatever the Darwinist dictatorship said went. But then something happened that the Darwinists never expected. The Darwinist dictatorship was dealt a body blow by the Atlas of Creation. The fossils, so carefully hidden away, were suddenly revealed. There were 100 million fossils that proved creation. These all belonged to perfect, flawless, and complex life forms, and many were living fossils. People realized that a tiger is the same today as it was 50 million years ago. A squid is the same today as it was 100 million years ago. And people also realized that not a single transitional form fossil existed. Most important of all, they realized that they had been deceived. The scientific facts were before their eyes. There was now no way of deceiving people by holding back the scientific proofs. Unable to produce any scientific evidence, and thus forced to rely on propaganda alone, Darwinism was abandoned. Demagoguery and propaganda are old Darwinist techniques. But that age is now over. It has no more influence over people who are now aware and have seen the scientific evidence. People are abandoning evolution in droves and turning to belief in Allah. This is now showing itself very clearly and with powerful evidence in all countries. That is why Darwinists are in such a panic and such despair. Darwinism has been totally routed. It has been demolished. The Darwinist system that regarded people as ignorant and insignificant has realized that it can no longer deceive them. Nobody falls into the traps of the Darwinist dictatorship anymore. They can make as much propaganda as they like, but nobody in the world really believes in Darwinism anymore.
www.harunyahya.com